Nolte, Kenosha proves no one is safe. By John Nolte on August 25, 2020. Kenosha, Wisconsin. How many people before this weekend's riots and terrorism had ever heard of Kenosha, Wisconsin? I had. I grew up not far from there. It's a small city of about 100,000 that feels like a small town. And now the organized left have ravaged Kenosha. And if past is prologue, the terrorists will continue to ravage Kenosha. This will go on night after night after night because the Democrat Party and the establishment media are not only fine with it, they encourage it. By now, we all know how this works. A police officer does something and before all the facts are known, whatever this officer did is used as an excuse for the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter to swarm in, to burn, loot, assault, and terrorize. Because Democrats run all of these cities, including Kenosha, nothing is ever done to stop it. Unless you count what Democrat Governor Tony Evers did as doing something. As the riots were first breaking out Sunday night in Kenosha, Evers sided with the rioters. We stand against excessive use of force and immediate escalation when engaging with Black Wisconsinites, the governor wrote as the left organized to do this. And this. And this. And this. Look at this video. It's 66 seconds. You have 66 seconds. This is no exotic, faraway place. This is Kenosha. This is your town. This is my town. Prepare yourselves, because Joe Biden's brown shirts and the Democrat Party's brown shirts and the corporate media's brown shirts are laying in wait. All these marauders are waiting for us for one of your local police officers to make one mistake or make one perceived mistake or even do something wrong. It doesn't matter, because whatever it is, even if it's a hands up, don't shoot hoax, that's the dinner bell for the left-wing terrorists. That's the sound of the starting gun to destroy and pillage and burn and beat. You see, the police aren't the target, we are. The police are the excuse. These monsters are targeting our homes and our small businesses. The true target are the hard-working, law-abiding middle class who cannot be corrupted like the ambitious rich, who cannot be embittered like the poor, because we just want to be left the hell alone. We are what these socialist revolutionaries, and that's what they really are, call the bourgeois. Well, you might want to be left alone, but they are not going to leave you alone. They were already moving into residential neighborhoods. And now they have found an excuse to raise a little place called Kenosha. This is only the beginning. Right now they are looking for an excuse to raise your town. And pretty soon they will realize that with the political media firmly on their side and with the Democrat Party firmly on their side, they don't need an excuse. The marauders will organize against you just because they can. Never in my lifetime have we seen anything like this. Not even during the 60s. Oh, sure, we've seen violence. What we have never seen, though, is a major political party and the news media side with and openly encourage the violence. Take this threat seriously. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.